Good morning, everyone. Paul mentioned his ability to delegate. A couple of months ago, Paul asked me if I would be willing to do one of these Wednesday talks. I told him that I had actually given one or two talks to the CMM choir that I belonged to in the past. Then I realised immediately that was a mistake, because if he knew that, I wouldn't have a reason to say no. I hasten to add, though, that it's not something that comes easily to me, so please bear with me. Anyway, Paul asked me for some dates that I would be available in August or September. And when the rota came through, I saw I'd been put down for two dates, so I'm due to do one in October as well. But if you don't see me standing here again, he obviously didn't like what I've done today. The scripture I've chosen is John 17, verses 13 to 19. And it's Jesus speaking. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. A short prayer. Lord, open our hearts and our ears to hear from you today. Amen. Jesus is praying to his Father just before he is arrested. In the first few verses of this chapter, he has prayed that he himself will be glorified, and now he is praying for his disciples. The verses I have chosen to look at today are part of that prayer. Jesus is speaking of the disciples being not of the world any more than he is of the world, but he prays that God will not take them out of the world, but that God will protect them from the evil one. And it's the same for us. Jesus needs us to be in the world, but not of it. I don't know if it's the same for you, but my experience has often been that when God is trying to get something across to me, he tends to repeat the message in various ways, such as in something I hear maybe in church or a group discussion. And then again, I hear something on the radio or read it in my Bible notes during my quiet time. And so it was when I was preparing this talk, which I have adapted and extended from a choir talk that I gave some time ago. I'm sure that it was no coincidence that as I was thinking about what I was going to say then, I found that for a couple of days during the previous week, my Bible reading notes had something to say that was relevant to this. Jesus interacted with people so that he could introduce them to his Father. He broke through stereotypes and communicated God as he is: approachable, merciful, full of grace. Fellowship among believers is a wonderful gift, but if we are truly to follow Jesus' example, we need to look for opportunities to engage those around us. Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners, and when the Pharisees asked him why, he answered, "It is not the healthy that need a doctor, but those who are ill. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." How can we share the gospel if all our friends are Christians? We must not become so isolated and disconnected that we have no meaningful interaction with non-believers, because there is a danger of losing touch with the very people Jesus came to save. The Living Bible translation of 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22, in part says, "Find common ground with non-believers. Tell them about Christ. Let Christ save them." Jesus found common ground with the woman at the well, and because of this, she made peace with God, then brought her family and friends to meet Jesus. What was the common ground he found? He met her at Jacob's well, an ancestor of them both. He broke taboos by speaking to her, as Jewish men would not speak to Samaritans, or indeed women they didn't know, in public. But he used the opportunity to present himself as the life-giving Messiah by talking to her about water, both concepts she would have understood. But there is a difference between loving non-believers and loving their ways. Going back to John 17, in verse 17, Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." To be sanctified is to be set apart for God's use and purpose, to become more like Jesus. I looked further into the meaning of sanctification and learned that it is a lifelong process, that it involves separating oneself from being influenced by evil, that it involves growing in holiness and moral purity in thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and it occurs through faith working through love rather than faith alone. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth, Jesus prayed. A couple of Sundays ago, Pete spoke to us about truth as part of his talk on the armor of God, something we certainly need to be putting on daily if we are to be in the world, but not of it. He said he knows no greater truth than the word of God. So let's make sure that we immerse ourselves in God's word day by day. Romans 12, verses 1 to 2 tells us, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." How do we renew our minds? By spending time with God's word, by listening to him and hearing from him. In some of our services lately, we have been having a short time of waiting on God, listening to what he might be wanting to say to us in words, pictures, or scripture. So let's have a time of waiting on God now. If it's not something you're familiar with doing, just enjoy a few moments of silence being in God's presence. Holy Spirit, would you come and reveal to each of us whatever you want to show us this morning? Lord, thank you for speaking to us today. Amen. Does anybody have anything they wanted to share from that moment of waiting on God? Any words or pictures? Okay. I pray that you were blessed by that time anyway. Amen.